We all have secrets that we like to keep hidden from the world. We feared that if anyone got to know about it, it might scare them off. I have one too, and it's the weirdest of all. For the sake of the story, I would like you to know me as Seth. Sorry, but I can't give out my real name. So, by profession, I'm a graphic designer, which involves hours and hours of sitting in front of the computer. In between my gigs, I watch videos for entertainment, and most of these videos happen to be ASMR mukbangs. A weird satisfaction runs through my veins when I watch people eat. The more food, the better. I can't explain how and why I like watching these videos, but it gives me relief. Not a day goes by when I go to bed without watching at least 4 to 5 mukbangs. But this habit has now developed into an unhealthy obsession. When the mukbanger eats, I could feel saliva forming in my mouth. My pupils dilate as I watch them insert food into their mouths. The messier it gets, the happier I feel. One night, I was watching a girl eat raw eggs when my mom called.
Seth, do you know what happened to the neighbor's kid?
Mom, I'm busy. Can I call you later?
No! The news is all over the paper. Wait, I'll send you a link.
She forwarded this online article, and from there, it all started. Our neighbor's kid was arrested for selling illegal items on the dark web. This wasn't the first time I heard about the dark web. I was going back to my videos when suddenly, an idea sprung into my mind. I have been to the Tor browser quite a few times when I was in college. Old memories hit me and I decided to surf the deep web again. But this time, I wanted to see if there were any creepy videos related to mukbangs. Yes, I know you already think I'm insane, but please bear with me, because what happened next has changed my life forever. After scrolling through cringeworthy websites and advertisements on hiring a hitman, I stumbled onto this link for joining a chat room. The title read, Blank Soup. Thinking I'd found what I was looking for, I clicked on it. The screen started loading and I couldn't keep still.
Why is it taking so long?
Just when I started to think that I had been scammed, the page redirected to a live stream. A man wearing a white tank top was sitting in front of a table in an empty room that had nothing but white walls. His face was down and he looked malnourished, like he hadn't eaten in days. At first, I thought he was unconscious, but then suddenly, he looked up. There was fear in his face. His eyes were wide and he started breathing heavily, looking at the camera. I could count the bones in his ribcage each time he inhaled.
What the?
Suddenly, the door behind him opened and a guy dressed in a weird costume entered. He was looking like some freaky mascot. He had this huge cartoon head and was dressed in black. He was holding a bowl in his hand. The guy placed the bowl in front of that man and handed him an oversized spoon which looked more like a ladle. The man started eating from the bowl using that oversized spoon, and soon, things turned creepier.
What is he eating?
Once the man dipped the spoon into the bowl, I discovered he had been given a bowl of chicken noodle soup. So far, nothing bizarre, right? I mean, I expected to see him eat cockroaches or worms, but it was only a bowl of chicken soup. The man took the first gulp and went for a second, but the more he ate, his behavior changed. He started crying. He was sobbing like he was in a lot of pain. The guy in the costume started patting as the man kept eating and crying at the same time. It all made no sense to me. Within a minute, the door opened again and another guy wearing that same costume entered the room. He had this big jar in his hand and filled the bowl. It was evident by now that they were feeding the man chicken soup forcefully. The way the man ate also signified how hungry he was, because he kept finishing the soup in seconds. But he didn't stop crying though. I had seen many torture videos on the dark web before, but honestly, this one didn't match that craziness at all. There came a point when the man couldn't eat anymore, but he still kept stuffing the food into his mouth with that ladle. Some amount of soup dropped from his mouth and he made this gagging sound.
Okay, now it's getting creepy.
I realized that those identical costume guys intended to overfeed this man with chicken soup. The man ate and ate, and when he couldn't anymore, he vomited on that table. His body was shaking and his eyes were screaming for help, staring into the camera. But those guys kept patting his back, stroking the hair on his head like he was their loving child. And they just wanted him to be healthy. People who were watching this video with me had started to comment under the live stream by then, and I decided to check them for more context to what was happening with this man. Most of the comments were straightforward and freaky on how these men should force this man to do more crazy stuff. I agree, I'm a bit creepier than most people, but those who commented on feeding him worms, snakes, and even his own vomit made me realize how twisted people on the dark web are. After scrolling through the entire chat section, I didn't find anything to shed light on the matter. When I went back to the video, the man was vomiting all over his clothes and yet still eating the chicken soup.
Okay, this is boring now.
I had enough of this, so I exited the website and went to bed for the night. A few days went by and I completely forgot about this video when one day I saw it on YouTube. Someone has uploaded it onto YouTube and people were going nuts over it. Having watched it from the source, I wasn't expecting much to see. But then I found this one comment that made me crap my pants. Someone has shared a theory which is going viral about this video and it said,
"Poor man. No doubt he loved his wife a lot."
Feeling shocked and confused, I read the thread and got to know it wasn't chicken soup that the man was forced to eat. Rather, he was eating the soup made of his wife's meat. A creepy video surfaced on YouTube in 2005, featuring a man in distress in an empty white room. The man seems to be undergoing mental torture as he cries, and two mysterious masked men are confronting him. The man who seems to be eating something from a bowl. The clip gets even weirder when you notice he uses a comically oversized spoon. The masked man, who was later identified to be dressed as the Ray Ray character, starts to stroke the man soothingly, something that seems to distress the man further. You then see a second Ray Ray character appear and begin massaging the man on the table. This rubbing gesture makes the man finally break into hysterics and fits of fear. According to the legend, the figures in the costumes kidnapped the man and his wife. They then starved the man for days and served him soup made of the remains of his wife, whom they also killed. That was why he was crying and appeared to be about to vomit. That was why the figures patted his back. They were torturing him, mockingly sympathizing with him, as they force-fed him the cannibalized remains of someone he loved.
When I was a sophomore in college, I was friends with this guy named Steven that wanted to start a popular YouTube channel. During our freshman year, we were dorm mates, and he would talk about his channel all the time, trying to get me to give him input on video ideas. I always thought he was pretty uncreative, but he did have a somewhat entertaining personality. Of course, I was a big part of his first handful of videos. However, after we moved in with different people the next year, I stopped being in his videos and didn't hang out with him as much. That was until he hit me up to do a McDonald's mukbang video, because none of his other roommates wanted to do it, even though he was offering to pay for all the food. Honestly, I always thought the concept was dumb, but as a broke college student, I found it difficult to say no to a day's worth of free food, so I agreed. The next Saturday, we met up at his dorm. As soon as I saw Steven for the first time in months, I was shocked to see that he had dressed up as Ronald McDonald. Clearly, this was for a visual gag, but he did a terrible job on the costume. He looked like a dollar store nightmare version of the real Ronald McDonald, or like a roadside junkie who robbed a party city and went crazy with a paintbrush. To be fair, it made me burst out laughing immediately, which made us both more hopeful that it would be a successful video. We put together his filming set so we could start as soon as we got back. Then we got into his car and drove to the nearest McDonald's. I've always felt bad whenever I made life more difficult for people working in the fast food industry. I could hear the deep sadness and the intense loathing in the voice of the drive-thru worker when Steven ordered two of everything on the menu. Of course, it almost took an hour for them to complete our entire order, during which time Steven vlogs some of the behind-the-scenes action. Once we finally got our obscene amount of food, we drove straight back to the dorm and covered the entire folding table with a ridiculous display of McDonald's. Then we sat down and started filming and got to it. We both fasted all day and skipped dinner the night before, so we would be super hungry whenever we got to the mukbanging, which meant we started out eating very quickly. I've never been a big fan of McDonald's, but those first 3 or 4 burgers were delicious. After about 1,000 calories, though, I started to slow down. On the other hand, I don't know what Steven was on, but he was like a bottomless pit. He wasn't slowing down for anything. He kept egging me on to keep going.
What are you slowing down for, bro? Go big or go home!
It's so much food, man. We barely made a dent.
Exactly. That's why we can't quit now. We haven't even gone through the burgers.
If I eat one more burger right now, I'm never gonna eat another burger in my life.
Fine, you big baby. I'll finish the burgers. You get started on the nuggets.
Alright. By then, the nuggets were cold and tasted like cardboard. The only thing that made them edible was dipping them in an excess amount of sauce. I ate 10 nuggets and then started munching on fries because I couldn't stomach anything else. Before long, I was starting to feel physically ill. I put my head on the table just for Steven to start flipping out on me.
Hey, you can't sleep. Look at all this food that's left. Why are you quitting on me, man? Go big or go home.
I can't, man. I just can't. I think I'm gonna throw up.
Only if you stop. You gotta keep stacking food on top to push down the stuff on the bottom.
I don't think that's how it works, man.
Stop! Steven McDonald knows best! Isn't that right, folks? Look at this quitter! Everyone boo the quitter!
Who are you talking to, bro?
The audience, duh!
Oh, man. I think I'm gonna be sick. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, you don't!
I tried to get up so I could go throw up in the toilet, but Steven jumped up and grabbed me.
You're not going anywhere! Keep eating!
Then he started shoving McChickens into my mouth. And out of everything on the McDonald's menu, I've always hated McChickens the most. There's just so much mayo and soggy lettuce. It's disgusting.
Eat! Eat it! Go big or go home!
I tried to get Steven off of me, but it felt like the blood in my veins was turning into concrete. I didn't even have time to swallow one McChicken before he shoved the next one into my mouth. I couldn't even breathe. Once I started choking and gagging, it was over. A whole bunch of my stomach contents came up and it couldn't get past the blockage in my throat, so it all came out my nose. Of course, Steven thought that this was hilarious footage. He finally let go of me and I fell to the floor as he went to grab the camera for some close-up shots of my embarrassing condition.
Look at this loser! You see, folks? This is what happens when you disappoint the Steven McDonald!
What's wrong with you, man? You're sick!
What's that? I can't hear you over the sound of you failing the mukbang challenge!
Steven even started throwing food at me and making sounds like how too basic. That's when I knew I had to get out of there. As soon as I cleared my airways enough to breathe, I started crawling for the door. Steven filmed me, laughing like a sicko the whole time. I finally got to my feet and ran out the door. I stumbled home, looking like a complete mess. Obviously, I never associated with Steven again, and I reported his video, and it got taken down. I drove down the road while Ryan sat in the passenger seat, making sure that all our cameras were charged and our phones were connected to the internet. We had heard of this new mukbang YouTuber, Nick, and I'd shot him a message a few weeks back asking to collab. He agreed, and that's where we were headed now. Ryan and I were a YouTube duo that did a mix of vlogging, sketch comedy, and challenges. This would be our first mukbang episode. When we arrived at the address Nick had given us, we gave each other weird looks. His house didn't seem very intriguing. It was eerily quiet and the lights were all off. We turned on our cameras just in case and proceeded cautiously. There was no car parked in front. but I looked down at my phone and reread the message Nick had sent me just 10 minutes before.
Don't worry about knocking. Just come in. I'll be in the kitchen.
We opened the door and stepped inside. The house was empty except for a few food containers and bottles scattered everywhere. We exchanged puzzled glances, but Ryan shrugged his shoulders and we proceeded deeper into the house. The darkness was strange and bizarre, but we proceeded anyway. I nodded to Ryan and he grabbed one of our cameras from his bag and began to roll. Maybe Nick had some strange idea he wanted to try out. We rounded the corner and suddenly heard a noise coming from the kitchen. We cautiously walked closer, our hearts pounding as we entered. There was no one in sight. The lights were still off, but I noticed a figure sitting at the table in the dim light. It was Nick. He just sat there, motionless. We stepped closer, and that's when he finally let out a loud scream and lunged at us with rage.
What the heck? Nick, it's Jared! Hey, man!
I stumbled out of the way before I could finish my sentence, my heart thumping as he swung his massive fist at me. His body was huge and took up a lot of the room. His eyes were bloodshot and cloudy. In the dim light, he seemed almost monstrous, his folds swaying with his body as he swung toward me, each of his hands the size of my head, his atrocious hair scraggly and dark in the fading light.
Jared! Man, what's going on? Let's get out of here!
I dodged past the hulking figure again as he hurled dishes and food at us. We sprinted out of the kitchen, across the hall, and out of the house as fast as we could. I was terrified as I ran, quickly realizing I had forgotten where the exit was. Luckily, I soon saw the door and we ran for it. As soon as we were outside, I looked back to see the massive figure of Nick chasing us down. His thudding footsteps got louder, and I leaped into the truck, urging Ryan to follow.
Get in! Get in!
As soon as Ryan had stumbled into the passenger seat, I turned the key and revved the engine, reversing out of the driveway. As I did, however, I saw the garage door of the house open. Nick leaped into a van that was parked inside, and he sped out of the garage, chasing after us. I drove as fast as I could, my heart pounding in my chest. As we approached a red light, I got ready to swerve around it, but a large semi was heading toward the intersection.
She's gaining on us, bro! Come on, what are you doing?
With a sickening thud and a lurch, I felt his van collide with our truck. I revved the engine again, speeding through the intersection as soon as the semi had passed.
We gotta get to the police station, man. It should just be down the road a bit.
With a final burst of energy, I drove as fast as I could down the street. We were almost there when suddenly I heard Ryan curse and I realized the van was no longer behind us. Nick had pulled his van up side by side with our vehicle and he swerved the wheel, his eyes wild as he leaned out of the window and yelled something incomprehensible. As his vehicle collided with ours, I swerved off the road, my tires crunching on the gravel. When I looked back, I saw him leap from his van and run towards our car.
Lock the doors, man!
I locked the doors, as Ryan had said, and just in time. In an instant, the massive man was against the windows, smashing his fists at the glass and making it crack. But then suddenly, his eyes went blank and he stopped pounding on the window. He just stood there, his body limp and his eyes staring off into space. We both sat there for a few moments in stunned silence before I slowly opened the door. When I approached him, I noticed that he was trembling and muttering something to himself. It looked like he was having some sort of episode. I didn't hesitate. I wasn't sure if he was pretending or not, so I called the police anyway.
Hello? 911? I need help.
I explained what had happened, and soon a police car was on the way. I stayed with Nick until the police arrived. He seemed to have calmed down, but he just kept repeating the same thing over and over. I couldn't make it out, but it almost seemed apologetic. As it turns out, it wasn't his fault. Apparently, he had been suffering from paranoid schizophrenia disorder and had never received treatment. A few days later, I heard that Nick was doing better. He was undergoing treatment, and he seemed to be doing a good job of managing his condition. Ryan and I were happy to hear the news, but I'll be honest, I'm not going to collaborate with him again.